Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 794, and we are going for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good. And as I keep telling you that we're ending this series very soon, but I know that so many people have received what God wants you to receive through these series. Okay, so let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good in this 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." That's why I always pause to say, if not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. Look, the physical events were not the revelator, right? And we've gone to Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And then also Mark 11. In Mark 11, the disciples saw Jesus curse a fig tree. They came back, "Master, master, the fig tree that he cursed is dead." Jesus responds, Mark 11:23, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Oh, hallelujah. So we've been talking about calling the things that be not as though they were. He's saying you will have to say, you will have to say. Everybody who is asking God for a manifestation of a blessing, a miracle, a manifestation of something, oh my goodness, your tongue will have to be involved. And I've already told you, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2 has told us where the mixer is, and that your tongue is the mixer. So I was talking about Abraham in Romans 4:17, as he said, "Behold, I've made you a father," as it's written, "I've made you a father of many nations." And when he was told that, he said that God is number one, the one who quickens the dead. And then number two, he calleth those things that be not as they were. So say, "Oh, but that is God." When you are going in faith, walking in faith, you will also have to learn how to call those things that be not as though they were. "But I'm not ready." Oh, then you're not ready. Then you are not ready for what God has for you. If you are not ready, you will have to call the things that be not as though they were. And you know the way people are, human beings are, you know, set in our ways. Some of us are set in our ways. This is the way I've always done it, and that's the way I'll always do it. And that was the problem with Cain. Remember Cain and Abel? That was his problem. God had come into the garden to kill an animal, used blood had to be poured out for the sins of these two, and then the sheep animal skin was used for them. And then they knew that anytime you're approaching God, you have to approach him through blood. They had been taught, they knew it. And that is why Abel decided, "I will listen, I will do it the God way. I will get an animal and I will kill it." So when they were bringing the sacrifice, he brought an animal. Cain said, what's the use? Set in his ways, decided that, "Listen, as for me, I've always lived this way. This way I will live, and nobody can change me. I'm not going to change for anything." And that is why he took what he wanted over to God. Not what God has said, and not what God had planned, and not what God had already arranged. He wanted to go his own way. What happened to him? His sacrifice was rejected. And in anger and jealousy, he killed his brother. So many people are like that. They hear the word of God and they still want to go their own way. "But I felt like the prophets are going to understand." But that's how I feel. I feel that my life has ended. You feel, but that is not the truth. And God says, call the things you want to see as though they already were. That is Romans 4:17. Call the things that be not as though they were. That's how to do it. And this is a walk. It might be strange to you today, but do it. And that's what I'm saying. You start from your level. Little things, like an earring. What earring? Calling for that earring is not going to hurt you in any way. Calling for that SIM card, you know, calling for that. No, those small, you begin like that. Then one day, before you know it, you are calling something that means life and death. You are calling for some, but people are like that. They want to build on things without foundation. I'm going to ask God, Lord, I want $1 billion dollars. You won't be, and you cannot believe God for $10. You've not started believing God for $10. You're asking for $1 billion. I mean, what was the meaning of that? So you start from your level and amazing things will happen for you. Amazing. Oh, you have to record them. Record how you began to call those things that be not. You started with this and then you, and now you are praying for people. You finished with your own and now you're helping others. It's beautiful, always beautiful. It doesn't matter where you start from. All you need to do is to start. Start, my dear. Start, okay? Start today. Don't be like Cain. Start today. Let your heart be soft and listen to what God is saying and obey and do what He wants you to do. Not like how you want to do it, but as He wants it done. And leave the rest to Him. When you do it, you look to Him. Do it. Look to Him. Do it. Look to Him. Do it. Don't say, no, this one is impossible. It can never change. Listen, use it on things that you have prayed about and prayed, and it's like it's to never. Begin to call them as though they were. Begin to call them. Someone has to look at your finger and say, I am married in Jesus' name. I am married. Disappointment, disappointment, but you're not looking at the disappointment again. You're looking at what? Calling the things that be not. As though they were. You are so blessed, blessed. Listen, let me hear about the testimonies, okay? I know that great and mighty things are happening in your life. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Love you all. Bye.